Hey, yo, what up? It's Just Joseph from Sheepfold Music, and you're rocking with the 520 Collective Podcast, where music meets ministry and the indie artist takes the center stage.
That's going to be a problem.
That's going to be a problem. 520 Collective, where music meets ministry and the indie artist takes center stage.
Take a ride through my old town, old me, old Sean. Might need boats, cry oceans, here float down. My old child feel so broke, no hope round here. Been trying to cope since like 01. Better slow down for your cosign, you might owe Sean.
What's good and welcome to the 520 Collective Podcast, where music meets ministry and the indie artist takes center stage. He is Nate Shelton, I am Eric Boston, and we are in the field on the TrackStars Podcasting Network. Nate.
How's it going, Eric?
Man, it's going good. How about you, dude?
I am fantastic. This is a great, I think, a not groundbreaking, but landmark episode for us. Going to really help things going forward. Lots of big stuff going.
Yeah, man. I mean, there's just a lot of cool stuff. And we're going to dive into a few of those before we get into this month's song. Before we get going full blown on this, man, why don't you throw out there, where can people find you on social media? Where can they follow you? Where can they interact with you?
Well, the most interaction you're going to get from me is on Twitter. It's at @IM_NateDog, capital N, capital D. That's where I do all my CHH work on there. So hit me up on Twitter, and I'd love to talk to you.
For sure, guys. And hit me up on Twitter as well. That's @EricBoston3, @EricBoston, and the number 3. And this episode of the 520 Collective Podcast is being sponsored by Little Red, whose first album, Godspeed, is currently available for pre-order and will officially drop on March 29th. You can follow Little Red on Twitter at Little Red, that's LILRED 116. For more information regarding him and his music, as well as getting the latest information on that upcoming project, Godspeed, which is releasing on March 29th, you can also check out Little Red on the 520 Collective artist page at artist.520collective.info. So check him out. Lil Red, he's a guy who's kind of rocked with us right out the gate, Nate. Excited to hear this new project that he's going to be dropping.
Yeah, I love to hear the growth in him and excited to see what this project has.
Man, and you know, speaking of new stuff, we've had some cool stuff happen over the last month. You know, we've started connecting. Started making some, building some partnerships up here. So we want to shout out a couple of our new partners as we're looking to help push each other's platforms and really just in the big picture of it, help push CHH forward as a whole. But we got to give a shout out to Meech Real and Clean Air Media. We're partnering up with those guys. You know, still kind of developing that, but you know, we definitely are excited for what they're doing. They've got, I think, about 6 different podcasts, including Meech Real's show over at Clean Air Media. So, guys, go over and check them out. And also, big shout-out to Rap Remnant. You know, Nate, Rap Remnant's been around for a minute, you know, and they've done so much for CHH, man. So
yes, they've helped a lot of artists out there. One of those first platforms to really make CHH what it is.
Yeah, we're excited to partner with them, guys. You know, there's definitely some cool stuff that you're going to be seeing coming out from Rap Remnant and 520 Collective. So make sure you keep an eye out on that. And then another thing that happened, Nate, over this past month is we launched our 520 Collective store with Store Frontier. So if you guys go to 520collective.com, right there in that menu bar at the top, you'll see 520 store. Click on that, and we've got just some really cool merchandise, right? We kind of launched our Music Meets Ministry clothing line, if you want to call it that, where we've got shirts, hoodies, sweatshirts, tank tops. I mean, just with that cool Music Meets Ministry design. on there. But you know what I'm excited about more than our 520 shirts, Nate, is the fact that we're able to partner with some of these indie artists within CHH that were like, man, I would love to have some merch. I'd love to have my own shirt. And we said, hey, let's see how we can make that happen. And so we've partnered up already with Honest Tea, Mitch Durrell, DJ Expander, Soul Shock. We've got a couple more in the works, guys. So go on there and check out their artist shirts as well. And the cool thing about it is that, you know, most of them are going to be right at that $20 price point. We've got hoodies, Nate, for $25, which, I mean, I feel like that's a really good deal for a hoodie, man.
Yeah, try to find a better deal on a hoodie right there.
Right? Right, so guys, check it out. Like I said, 520 store. If you go to 520collective.com, you'll find it right there. And lastly, we just want to remind everyone that we're also currently offering dual sponsorship packages with the Solomon Porch Podcast. So if you'd like to be able to sponsor both Solomon's Porch and 520 Collective, you can sponsor the podcast at one low discounted rate, or you can also promote your music or platform on our websites. Again, you get both sites for one low price. You can simply send us an email at 520collective@gmail.com for more info on those dual packages. So Nate, let's jump into this month's song. I think, you know, it's kind of, we're not debuting like we did last month a song, but this is a debut song as an artist.
Yes.
For this guy.
This is a young man by the name of DJ Expander. He is 17, just released his first recording called Love, and we're going to break that down a little bit today and see how we can help him grow his music going forward.
Certainly. So as Nate said, guys, this month's featured song is Love by new CHH artist DJ Expander. So Nate, give us a quick rundown, a quick reminder on the areas that we are looking at as we go into this breakdown.
Well, as we do every month, we'll be breaking down the song in through the flow of the song, the production, the hook, and mix and master of the track. So those are the categories that we're going to be looking at for the song this month.
Awesome. Fantastic. Let's take a listen to Love from DJ Expander.
Love. Love God, love people, love all, shun evil. 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 This is what I am about. I do not do it for clout. I will not ever sell out. I am already bought out. Can you guess who I'm bought out by? Jesus Christ. You guessed it right. He paid the price for my life. He's the way, the truth, and the life. I'm on the team of the Christ. That's why I let my light shine. Whoa, I'm on a mission for Jesus. I won't sit around like a Cephas. The Spirit of God will not leave us. He will eternally keep us.
He will eternally keep us. He will eternally keep us.
Love God, love people, love all, shun evil. Love God, love people, love all, shun evil. Love God, love people, love all, shun evil. Love God, love people, love all, shun evil.
I'm fighting the spiritual fight.
Demons get out of my sight. When I officially die, I fly away like a kite. I tell you love is the answer. Make it spread fast like a cancer. It never feels like a panzer. That's because God is the answer. God is love. Walk in love. Talk with love. Blocks in love. All this work I've gotta do like babies. All these peeps I've gotta talk to like I'm Jay Hill. All my burdens were as heavy as a great whale. I just cast them on in Jesus every day, man. Love God, love people, love all, shun evil. 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 I'm fighting the spiritual fight. Demons get out of my sight. When I officially die, I fly away like a kite. I tell you love is the answer. Make it spread fast like a cancer. It never feels like a panzer. That's because God is the answer. God is love, walk in love, talk with love, blocks in love. All this work I've gotta do like pay bills. All these beats I've gotta talk to like I'm Zay Hill. All my burdens were as heavy as a great whale. I just cast them on in Jesus every day, babe.
IGO, expander.
Love. Love God, love people, love all, shun evil. Love God, love people, love all, shun evil. Love God, love people, love all, shun evil. Love God, love people, love all, shun evil.
Okay, that was Love by DJ Expander. This breakdown is being brought to you by The Bookkeeper 24/7. Music represents our uniqueness, our freedom, and helps define who we are. Good music is an art, an expression, a form of worship, and it's always personal. At The Bookkeeper 24/7, they understand that the influence of music, what it has on our lives. At www.thebookkeeper247.com, they play the truest form of hip-hop. Check them out now and find out how they are impacting the CHH culture in a positive way. Bookkeeper 24/7 is also currently looking to add writers to their team. Writers that are looking for a platform where they can share their CHH-related content, or even for devotional writers who are just looking for a place where they can call home. So connect with them, guys, at www.thebookkeeper247.com. Make sure to check out their listing at platforms.520collective.info and get some more information on what they have going on. You know, follow them on, you know, any social media that you might be on. Those guys over there at Bookkeeper 24/7, they're just amazing. Their hearts are so big, Nate, that, you know, for this genre, for this culture, you know, they just want to see everyone being successful. So I think if you love CHH, the Bookkeeper 24/7 is, you know, a platform that you want to be rocking with.
Yeah, they are just like us. They have a heart for everybody, and they want to help everybody win in this industry,
for sure. All right, Nate, let's go ahead and jump into this breakdown, man. What is the first category that we're going to be talking about today?
Well, we're going to jump into it and talk about the mix and master of the track.
So we're going to go with the final finished product first, huh? Okay. Okay.
Yeah, mix it up a little bit. Well, as we listened to it, the mix and master, it was decent. I mean, it could be tightened out. You could hear the vocals really well. The beat didn't drown out anybody, and it really came through really well. So I thought the mix and master was pretty well done by, I believe, Yeshua. One was the producer on this track, so he did a real good job making everything sound really smooth.
Yeah, I mean,
do you agree with that?
I felt like overall, it was a pretty solid mix. Not a whole lot to really point out here. I would say that there were some areas where the vocals could have been evened out a little bit more. I just felt like as I was listening through it that there was, you know, a couple of spots where like those vocals kind of dipped a little bit, and then some of them where they kind of popped out a little bit more than in other areas. So, you know, if you had just a little bit more of an even mix across there, that would have been solid. But really, you know, not too much in the way of the mix and master to really point out. You know, I thought it sounded, you know, pretty good. Like you said, from start to finish, you could hear it clear. You picked up the different elements, you know, that exist on the track. So, yeah, I think a good job on the mixing and mastering overall.
Yeah, for a first time, I personally don't know how long Yeshua One has been doing production and whatnot, but for this first song for DJ Expander, I thought it was pretty well done. So with that being said, we're going to go into the flow of the track. For me personally, it was okay. very monotone, I thought. Didn't really, not a lot of changing up of the flow a lot. Just kind of kept going along with the same keel. Would you kind of, what did you think about the flow?
Yeah, so I agree with you on the overall feel of the flow. You know, I would like to hear a little bit more emotion in those vocals. It was a little flat there. You know, the attempt of what he was doing on the bridge, it made sense. It didn't quite hit that mark for me. However, like we said, he's what, 17 years old, DJ Expander. So I think as he grows, you know, he gets just that experience. He gets more comfortable with what he's doing as an artist. I think those are things that will kind of come naturally to him. You know, if you were to you know, just play this for me, and we didn't know any kind of background, and then you just said, oh, well, hey, this is a 17-year-old kid doing his first song, you know, I'd say, okay, that's not bad. I mean, I think he's got a foundation that he can work with. You know, he kind of, I think, understands what he wants to do to get his message across. It's just going to be a matter of you know, just tightening that up a little bit and improving in that area, because, you know, he's further along than I would expect most people his age, especially when you're talking about doing a first song.
Yeah, you know, for him, especially really highlighting his age, he's 17. If he just experiments, he could experiment with so many different styles and see what really works best for him. You know, bring that emotion in there. People want to hear your passion for what you're doing. And just, like I said, experiment and see what your best style is going to be.
All right, so what we got next, Nate?
We are going to look at the hook, kind of going with the flow here.
Okay.
For me, unfortunately, the hook didn't really set itself apart from the verses. The rest of the song just kind of had that same monotone point to it. I will say it did catch me a little bit with his lines talking about Zay Hill, and kind of found myself, it definitely, the hook gets in your head, so it accomplishes that goal, but it didn't really stand out from the rest of the track.
Yeah, I would say that the hook isn't bad. My one kind of bit of constructive criticism would be that it gets a little repetitive to me, which, I mean, I know that that's what a hook does, but I mean, I think maybe we just hear it a little too much in the song. But, you know, it's pretty decent for again, going back to a young artist. I think the hook's pretty decent there. Like you said, there really isn't a difference sound-wise between the hook and the verses, which I think is something that Expander could focus on moving forward, making sure you're doing something a little different there to make it stand out, to, you know, define that hook a little bit more. You know, you want to have variation so it doesn't sound like the entire track is just one long verse, right? So
yeah.
But I mean, I think he's on the right track. There's some good elements, like you said. There's a couple of those kind of catchy liners in that hook. Again, it's a good place to build from. You know, could it have been improved on this track? Certainly, but you know, he's gonna get there.
Yeah. Definitely lots of room to grow, and there wasn't any of those, and going back to the flow, even none of those aha moments lyrically where you're saying, oh, that was really tricky. But like you said, he's 17. That's going to come with work and experience. So definitely he has a strong foundation to build from, so just work on differentiating that hook from the rest of the song and can really make a huge difference with your track.
Right.
So, gonna break it down last with the production of the overall track. Thought the beat was pretty good. You know, it wasn't anything flashy. Nothing that, you know, was gonna unfortunately separate himself from the rest of that music out there. But it wasn't a bad beat. The overall production was pretty good. Like we talked about, the mix and master was good, and it didn't really, the music and the beat didn't really overwhelm Expander's voice. So overall, it was decent production, but nothing that's going to blow you away.
Yeah. So like we said, production on this track from Yahshua J1, you know, he's a producer who's really kind of starting to come on within NDCHH. You know, he's with Enoch Flow Records, and we're seeing him grow both in production and his engineering ability, which honestly is huge for the culture, because you have all these artists that are out here that are looking for someone that can give their tracks that, you know, that polished sound. They're all the time looking like, okay, where do I go, you know, to get this mix and master? Where do I go to, how about where do I go to get kind of, you know, maybe an unique sound? And I think that's one thing about what J1 has going on for him, is that, you know, his production, it doesn't just sound like a lot of what we hear within CHH. You know, he's trying some different stuff, and I think when you initially listen to it, you hear, you think it's just kind of a simple production, right? Which on the surface level, yes, I can see that. I think there are some elements that are floating around that if you really stop and like intentionally pay attention to what's going on, he adds in some cool like smaller elements into his production that you can really appreciate. So, you know, on this, I thought, you know, the production overall was pretty solid. I think the low ends were good. You know, they do some fun stuff there. I think it'll be interesting to see if when Expander comes out with his next one, does he go back and, you know, team up with J1 again? Because I think as a young artist, when you're trying to find your sound, that's going to be an important thing for Expander is, man, don't just grab beats necessarily wherever you can. If you find someone, yes, that produces a sound that you like, man, go back to him repeatedly. Work together. Because not only are you getting tracks that you feel comfortable on, but that producer then gets a feel for you, man, and can make stuff that's going to fit your style well, right? And it's,
yeah, exactly,
it's a mutual beneficial relationship.
And there's tons of examples of that in music. I mean, look right off the top of my head, Exay Hill and Poetics,
yeah,
constantly working together. They have an amazing relationship. I mean, they each know what they're looking for. I mean, you look at Top of the Game, OB, and Dylan Chase, and they've been probably working together for a minute, and just, you know, you get that relationship with your producer, he knows what you want, you know what he's got, and it's going to make your music that much better.
Right. Now, I do want to say this before we kind of wrap it up. Whenever we're talking about the writing of the song, I wanted to hit on that for just a minute. I felt like the theme here for Expander on Love was really good. And that is something that it's not even necessarily young artists. I think that's something that just artists in general sometimes can struggle with, on having a cohesive, you know, theme throughout a song or a project. You know, you kind of maybe just write, and what happens, and you let the hook try to bring it all together. I feel like Expander had an idea of what he wanted to say and was working on it throughout the entire track. Like, I mean, the writing's, you know, it's pretty straightforward. It's nothing that we haven't necessarily heard, but, you know, again, for the age and everything, pretty decent writing. Like I think you said it, you know, there was nothing in the writing itself that where I stopped and was like, what did he just say? You know, made me go back and listen to it. But the fact that he is able to find a topic that he wants to address and do so throughout a track, you know, that's a good skill, a good ability to have as an artist.
Yeah, he kept the message on point through the whole song and didn't, he really stayed on point with it.
So, Nate, you know, normally I ask you, okay, is the song playlist worthy? And I feel like I probably don't need to ask that question this month because this song, you know, another thing that he did that was smart with it, was he dropped this on Valentine's Day. So it's been out for a few weeks. You know, the love theme, Valentine's Day, all that, you know, that's good, you know, a good marketing strategy, if you will. and because of that, because it's been out and we've heard it, it's actually on our newest playlist, which is another thing that we released in the past month. We dropped that on the 1st of March. And so if you go to Spotify, we have the Working playlist, and we've got Love by DJ Expander on there right now. So, you know, we definitely have a home for it. I guess my question is, what could have been, you know, what do you see? What would have made it that we got the sauce level of song, you know, for it to be on our primary list?
Oh, there's a couple things, you know, bringing that emotion into the track. You need to make the song really stand out from everything else that's out there musically, I think, to get on the sauce. I mean, like you said, we're on the Working playlist, and that's what your goal as an artist is, to make those playlists, and that's going to help him. We're definitely wanting to help push his music out there, but really if he works on separating himself from everybody else, up that quality and bring that emotion into the song,
yeah,
definitely have a chance to definitely would consider the sauce playlist in the future.
Certainly. So how about an overall score? What's your score out of 10 for Love by DJ Expander?
Out of 10, I would say first time 17, I give it a 4.
Okay.
And it wasn't, you know, it was solid, but like I've said a couple times, nothing flashy. So good first song for him.
Right.
Coming out.
You know, for me, I would say that, you know, it's a pretty average song overall. So it really just kind of depends on how you view it. You know, do you judge it against other debut songs from teenage artists? You know, do you judge it based on how it stacks up against other, you know, songs in the genre as a whole? For me, you know, I kind of lean towards the latter there. And even when I'm looking at that type of criteria where I'm thinking about it, you know, as comparing it to songs that I'm listening to all the time, you know, I would still say that, you know, mixed in with all that, you know, guys who've been doing it longer than him, it's still an average track. I'm close to you. I'm giving it a 5 out of 10. I mean, you know, putting it right there in the middle.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah, it's a good start for him and his music career. So he definitely has a lot to build on.
Certainly. We're going to be, you know, keeping an eye on what he has going on. Obviously, he rocks, you know, with us at 520 Collective. If you want to get more information on DJ Expander, you can check out the artist page. He's got some info on there. But Nate, it is time for our industry insider interview. This month, we are being joined by none other than CHH legend Chris Chicago. So, Nate, before we move on to the interview, just tell the people one more time, where can they follow you on social media?
Well, you can again find me on Twitter. That's where I do all my CHH work, at @IM_NateDog, capital N, capital D. That's where you can find me, and I definitely love to talk to you.
Awesome, guys. And make sure you check us out at 520collective.com for all of our podcast episodes and other great content, including articles, reviews, interviews, songs, and video postings. While you're there, make sure to drop your email in our subscribe box. That way you get the latest content delivered right to your email as it gets published. That is www.520collective.com, where music meets ministry and the indie artist takes center stage. Again, guys, you know, hit me up on Twitter as well, @EricBoston3. And we hope you enjoy this month's Industry Insider interview with Chris Chicago.
This your boy Daryl coming at you with a brand new record label called Show Me Christ Records, based in the city of St. Louis, Missouri. We have an artist named Jude. He has a new single out called Major Way. Also, we have merchandise, t-shirts, and other stuff you can purchase on our website, as well as book us, showmechristrecords@gmail.com. Visit our website at www.showmechristrecords.com.
Welcome to this month's Industry Insider interview. We're being joined on the Track Stars Podcasting Network phone line by a true CHH legend, guys. He founded JamTheHype.com. He hosts Rapzilla.com's number one syndicated radio program, Rapzilla.com Live. And he's also one of the top morning radio hosts in Houston, Texas. That's on 91.7 NGEN Radio. Welcome to the 520 Podcast, the one and only Chris Chicago. How you doing, sir?
Yo, what it do? Excited to be on with you guys.
Man, we are excited. You know, we think that this is, you know, truly awesome. We're just real thankful for you to be joining us here on the March podcast.
No doubt.
Yeah, and we're going to jump into, you know, you're a guy who's been around. You've kind of seen it all. So we want to, you know, be able to jump in to it and get some of your best advice for indie artists, you know, those that are kind of working their way up that industry ladder. But I mean, you know, first and foremost, just what do you have going on, you know, in your world right now? Anything that you want to be plugging while you're on the show?
You know, it's funny, you know, you talked like, yeah, we're going to talk to a guy that's been around for a minute. And I was just talking to Derek Miner the other day, and we were on the phone and we were talking about some of these younger artists. And all of a sudden, me and Derek, we were like, yo, we realized that we're like the OGs in the game now. And it's like, how did we become the OGs? Like, how have we been in the game that long? Like, I still feel like a young dude, you know, still trying to, you know, we're always just trying to grow, right? Trying to learn and trying to get better. And, man, it seems like every day there's, like, this new hot young artist that comes out. And it's like, dang, like, yo, we've been doing this for a minute. So, yeah, it's I guess what's new is the realization that, like, yo, like, I'm an OG now. It's all good.
Awesome. Yeah. No, I mean, you know, what you guys have done, you know, you talk about, you know, yourself, you talk about some of the different, with Rapzilla, Jam the Hype, you know, Track Stars, all these guys. I mean, you guys are the ones that have really inspired and made a way for, you know, guys like Nate and myself to be able to start up, you know, this 520 and just try to focus in on these indie artists. And, you know, we're going to be grateful forever for that. I mean, because
I love it, man. I gotta be honest, man. I love seeing new podcasts coming out and people just being passionate about this space, you know, passionate about the music. And I think the more radio shows we have and the more podcasts and the more websites and the more people doing it, it's only going to grow the genre. So you got to be excited about what's happening. And I think that, gosh, man, I've seen it from the jump. I've seen it from the very, very, very beginning. And so to see where it's at now, it's so cool. But I still believe we haven't even reached the tip of the iceberg of where this thing is going. So I'm excited that you guys are doing what you're doing.
Oh, awesome. Thank you. Nate, what do you got, man?
Well, Chris, I got to say, you were one of the first people to inspire me in this journey. I stumbled upon your podcast, and you introduced me to artists that I didn't even really know existed besides Reach Records. And it kind of got me on this journey. And just looking back, I was like, wow, a year and a half later, this is where I'm at. And I really thank you for helping me, you know, inspire that.
You're welcome. And I gotta say that, like, that's always been a passion, you know, it's like sharing this music with people. And even before it was a podcast, you know, back when I was just doing a radio show in Albuquerque, New Mexico, like, one of my biggest passions was, you know, introducing people to this music and dragging people into my car and throwing CDs on and making people listen to music that I knew was awesome. And I think the music is awesome now, but I thought it was also awesome back in the 90s. And obviously, you know how much we've grown. So I'm really glad to hear that that you're one of the people that's been turned on to this kind of music, and now you're being used. And so I love hearing that, because it was the same thing for me, man. You know, you discover these artists, you get passionate about it, and then you just want to do your thing.
Yeah, and I was right there with you, Chris. Where, you know, I grew up on that kind of late 90s. Early 2000s, Deep Space Five, John Rubin, Crossmoon, those guys. You know, that's where I kind of came up with. And honestly, I kind of took a break from CHH for a little bit, and then coming back into it, it's crazy to see the quality of music now. Because I mean, back then it was like, you know, cool stuff, you know, that these artists were doing, but the quality obviously was the biggest thing. At that point, for being able to match up with the mainstream. Now you've got the quality that I think is on par, and you've got it's grown so much. There's so many artists that I think are diving into it, and maybe because it's become a little bit more accessible, a little bit more open to bringing people in.
But here's what's crazy, man, and people always like to go back to like, the quality wasn't there, but really, if you go back and you listen to some of those early, you know, mid-90s, mid to late 90s gospel gangster albums, like, the quality was there. Like, that, those are good albums, you know what I mean? Like, go back to early, listen to Mobbin by Gospel Gangsters. Like they were on par with what was happening in the mainstream. Listen to what Goatee was doing in the late 90s, early 2000s, you know, with Nota Verve and John Rubin and LA Symphony, you know what I mean? Like, there's a lot of people like to say that, but like, I'm like, I even now I can go back and listen to some of these records and be like, dang, this was really good. Now if you listen to some Grape Tree stuff, you're gonna be like, I hear what they were trying to do, and then you could be like, yeah, but the quality wasn't that great, the artistry wasn't that great. But now I'll tell you what, when we were kids though, it didn't matter, you know, because they were rapping about something that we were hungry for.
Right. The thing that Grape Tree did was they had those cover designs, remember, right? That kind of matched up with like what No Limit was doing. So I mean, it attracted.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. They were the Christian versions of No Limit Records, you know. So they were trying to do the Southern thing, and I'll tell you what, Grape Tree Records sold a whole heck of a lot of albums. They did a really good job. You know, you got to give it up to Rub-A-Dub. The dude who started Grape Tree, but man, they were doing their thing
for sure. Well, so kind of piggybacking off that, we're talking about these veteran guys that have been around. One thing that you said recently on Twitter that kind of caught our eye and we wanted to touch on, you said that veteran CHH artists need to teach the young bucks that spamming on social media and DMs is not marketing. In fact, it does you more harm than good. So, you know, on our first show, we were able to talk with Poetics, and he kind of, you know, came from that producer's point of view.
Love that guy, by the way. Oh, love Poetics. Yeah.
Chandler is such a good dude, man. I mean, such a great heart. But yeah, you know, he hit on that topic, you know, from the point of view of a producer. So with you being in a position as being one of the quote unquote gatekeepers of the culture, like, just kind of expand on that tweet that you put out, you know, like, what does that really look like from where you're sitting? Because I think that's something that a lot of these young indie artists, they don't know what to do exactly. So that's the, okay, I can hit someone's DMs and just, you know, mob them with stuff.
Please forgive me when it comes to this. I'm just going to say right out of the gate, like, I love Jesus. I'm a Christian. Like, I'm a good guy, but I tend to get kind of savage when it comes to this kind of stuff. So I just want to go ahead and apologize beforehand.
You're good.
Look, Poetics is a great, he's a good example of what to do. You know what I mean? Because this is a guy who I believe I met and it's at an event, a networking opportunity. And he, you know, he didn't like try to put a CD in my hands. You know what I mean? Like I got to meet him and like hear what he was doing. And like, and I was like, all right, cool. This guy's dope. And then I never got spammed by any of the songs that he was producing or any of his beats. What he did is he let the music speak for itself. And what I want these artists to understand is like, if you make a great song and you make a really good song, guys like me, guys like Wado, guys like Track Stars, guys like you, we're going to find it. You know what I mean? Because we are constantly searching and looking and being put on to really great songs. And even if it, you know, even if it's something that we don't find, if it's good, someone's going to hear it, someone's going to find it, and someone's going to put us onto it. You know what I mean? Like, you might, I might get a call from you guys, and you'd be like, yo, have you heard of this artist? Or I might get a call from Derek, you know what I mean, at RMG, and be like, yo, we're going to start working with this artist because they're dope. But when you go to somebody with a platform, whether you're an artist, whether you're in radio, whether you have a website, whether you have a podcast, and you send them stuff, just straight up, like you spam them on social media, like that's a good way to like to turn them off to your music, honestly, because like I don't think these guys understand it. Like guys like me, like I work at a real radio station in a really big radio market. I'm a Billboard reporting radio station. So you have to imagine how many songs I'm being sent correctly, the right way, from record labels. I mean, there's up to 100 songs on my desk in one given week. And these are songs that I'm being pitched to from credible sources. And I barely have time to listen to those songs. How am I going to get to a song that's buried in my DM? You know what I mean? Like, it's just... It's not smart because they think they're marketing by going on Twitter, finding an influencer, and sending them a DM. When really you're wasting their time, and they're gonna see you, and they're gonna be like, oh, another one of these artists. You know what I mean? And it's, I don't know. Like, so when I say like, when I say like the older artists that teach the young bucks, like, I think artists that have been around for a while, they understand this. They understand that it's a bad look. They understand that program directors and people that run websites, like there's just a way to do things, and doing it on social media is just not. And I feel like I've exhausted my breath in social media because I've been doing this before social media. So you have to imagine how long guys like us have been getting spammed with this stuff, and it's just exhausting. It's tiring. You just want to be like, yo, like, don't tag me in your album photo. Like, it just gives me another step because I have to go untag myself now. And, you know, my Facebook, you know, notifications get filled up with all these comments because you're tagging. And it's just, damn, man, it's not marketing. So that's, I mean, we could talk about this for an hour, but that's just the thing. You know, you just got to focus on your artistry. Focus on real marketing. Focus on making great music, and it's going to happen.
Well, and the thing,
okay, let's
go ahead,
dude. Let's take a group, Cape Lions, for instance. Okay, so Cape Lions, from I think they're from Seattle, Washington. They are a group of guys making really, really, really dope music, and they don't spam people. They don't market their music. They really don't do anything to really put their music out there. But they themselves are being like, yo, how are we getting 100,000 spins a week on our singles? Why are we all of a sudden getting calls from record labels? How are we getting spun on radio stations? How are we on, you know, the Rapzilla podcast? It's because they're making dope music. And it takes one person hearing their music, and that's going to spread like wildfire because, you know, people want to hear from people, from their friends and people that they trust. And so honestly, like if you ask Cape Lions right now, like how have you gotten from an absolute unheard to all of a sudden blowing up? Their only answer is God. Like that's what they say. They're like, God did this. You know what I mean? And
people shouldn't shy away from either. I think that's one thing that I've kind of noticed is that you get in there, maybe you get like a taste of it. And then it kind of turns into this, what am I doing? How do I repeat this? And, you know, with what we're doing with this platform with 520, it's like, hey, you know, we're going to be open to opportunities. We're going to keep our eyes out, our ears open. But ultimately, where God wants it to go is where it's going to go. And I think, you know, that's what I've been trying to pour into some of these artists is like, man, as long as you are obedient and you're consistent, God's going to do his thing. I mean, he's got a plan.
Sure. Yeah. Be obedient. Make sure your songs are everywhere that songs can be found. Make sure they're on Spotify. Make sure they're on iTunes. Make sure you have your songs on YouTube. Make sure you're filming music videos. Make sure you're active on your social media. Do all those things. Just cut out the part where you feel like you need to spam influencers.
Yeah.
Cut out the part where you think you need to DM track stars. You know what I'm saying? Like, cut that part out and you're going to be good. And focus on making great music. And I promise you, if you make a dope song, I'm going to find it.
Yeah.
Well, so I have a follow-up question on that, Chris. A lot of artists I've been interacting with and talking feel like you got to really pay to play, so to speak, in the industry. Like with, for instance, Rapzilla. I feel like the music just getting out there isn't enough. Do you kind of object to that?
No, I mean, I object to that because there's artists that, you know, they come out of the gate with one song and they're going to show up on my podcast because if I find it and I hear it on SoundCloud or I hear it on YouTube or I hear it on someone's playlist, like, I'm going to be like, oh yeah, this is dope. Like, I'm going to now put it on my radio show. What a lot of people don't realize is, you know, my radio show is more than just a podcast. It's syndicated on over 100 markets, FM stations worldwide. Mm-hmm. And so I want to introduce listeners to this music. And so I'm constantly scurrying around the interwebs trying to find this hot stuff. And so obviously I'm looking at playlists on Spotify. I'm looking at YouTube videos. I'm looking at its streams. I'm looking at this kind of stuff. But you don't necessarily have to pay a dime. Like, I would focus all your money on getting a good mix, getting a good producer, getting good album artwork. And if you do those things right, like I said, like, people are going to find your song.
Go ahead.
Go ahead.
No, you finish your thought, and I'll come up behind you there, Chris.
No, I was just going to say, and there's other credible things that you can spend your money on, too. You can hire a radio promoter that knows how to get your song to radio or to different platforms the right way, that has relationships with gatekeepers, that they have relationships with influencers. So you could do that if you're looking to spend money, but the whole idea behind, you know, pay to play, you know, that, I mean, that's just not true. There's just no weight in that.
Well, and what I was going to say is just, you know, don't be lazy. You know, like, every one of these platforms, you know, I know it as well as, you know, anyone on this call. You know, there's a way that they want you to contact them, and they have it laid out there for you. You just got to take the few minutes to actually look at it and do it properly. To me, whenever you're just, you know, hitting up some DMs or just flooding an email inbox directly, it's just you right. being lazy. So
yeah, it's really easy to cut corners and just be like, yo, check out my SoundCloud link, send somebody an MP3, but to really, you know, go through the website and really find out, okay, how does this particular person want to receive music? You know, like me, for instance, like, I honestly, like, I don't want you to send me your song. Like, don't send me your single. I have a 2-hour show, and, you know, 3/4 of that show is filled with either the top songs that are out right now, a live in the mix segment, which, you know, my DJ chooses the music. And then the other part is a live interview segment where I'm featuring just music from the artist I'm talking to. And then the other segment is music, honestly, that is, you know, the hottest of the new stuff that's coming out. And like in a 2-hour show, like I have plenty and plenty and plenty of music to try to get on the show every week. But I mean, if you want to send your song to radio stations, like there's certainly ways and avenues to do that. And I'd be more than happy to help educate artists on how to do that. I mean, I speak at conferences all the time, educating artists on the proper way to release your song to radio and to get your song out there to influencers. But being lazy about it, like you said, it's just the wrong way, and it's going to do you more harm than good. Because now influencers, gatekeepers, program directors, managers, producers, artists are going to get a bad taste in their mouth based on their first, second, third interactions with you. A lot of times you only get one first impression. And if that first impression is you spamming them on Twitter, then, you know, that, I mean, you're shooting yourself in the foot right away.
Yeah. Well, let's follow it up with this. So you recently on another tweet said, honestly, it bothers me when CHH artists say they've never had radio play when I've been playing their music on hundreds of FM stations all over the world since 2003. So I guess my question is, you know, are there too many artists that are just simply kind of expecting things to be handed to them? You know, from this tweet, it seems like there's, you know, a lack of appreciation for what is being done, because there's a lot of people, a lot more now than there was, you know, a handful of years ago, that are trying to push the culture forward, that are passionate about CHH. You know, just kind of maybe, you know, kind of go behind what you meant with that tweet.
You know, the tweet was meant, it was a reply to a tweet that Cannon had sent out there, which is why I tagged him in the tweet. It was a response to Cannon. And Cannon was basically saying in the tweet how, you know, Christian hip hop, CHH has never had radio. And I think he obviously meant something different in his tweet. And I responded without looking at the conversation as a whole. And me and Cannon had a chance to have a conversation about it. I mean, Cannon's my friend. I love that guy. And he knows that I've supported him from the jump, from his very first mixtape. Like, he's been on my show because I think he's a dope artist and he makes dope music. I've just heard that over the years, that, you know, Christian hip hop, oh, we don't have radio, we've never had radio, which is not true. You know, like, guys like me and DJ Wado, we've been, and even in the later half of the years here, you know, like track stars, like, we're on real radio stations. When I took my Friday night hip hop show that I did in Albuquerque, New Mexico, when I took it syndicated in 2003, that was me going to a radio conference. And back in 2003, you know, this was before social media, obviously, it was me pressing up 500 demos of my radio show. And any, you know, radio person I met, I said, hey, would you please listen to my demo? What, you know, are you looking for a Christian hip hop show? And that turned into, right away, I got a station in Chicago that added my show. I got a station in Dallas, a station in Honolulu, a station in Charleston, a station in Las Vegas, a station in Phoenix, stations overseas. Like, overnight, like, I had the biggest syndicated Christian hip-hop show in the world. And at the time, the only person doing a syndicated Christian hip-hop show at the time was DJ Match. Like, that was the guy who really started putting Christian hip hop on the radio. So the problem is that these artists just don't know that these shows existed. Some artists knew that my show existed, but I've been the same show that I did in 2003. Then it was called Vibe Radio Network, and I got sued by Vibe Magazine because I was on so many stations. I think I was on almost 300 stations back then. And I got a cease and desist letter from Vibe Magazine saying they would sue me if I didn't change the name of the show. So that's when I changed the name of the show to Hype Radio Network. And then I shortened it to Hype Radio with Chris Chicago. But the website URL was still hyperadionetwork.com. And I wanted something more. So in 2006, I wanted something more catchy, something that flowed off the tongue better to say on the radio. So I changed the name of the website from hyperadionetwork.com to jamthehype.com. And so really jamthehype.com really just started out as the website that featured my syndicated radio show that was on hundreds of radio stations all over the world. And I'm not talking internet radio, I'm talking FM radio stations. And so like Derek Minor, he'll tell you, when he was pro, the first time he was ever on the radio, the first time he was ever interviewed on the radio was on my show. A lot of artists will tell you that. But then there's also artists that either they just don't know, or they aren't aware, or they forget that, like, these shows exist. And that's really just what I was coming to on that tweet, because I was just like, I've heard it and I've seen it before from other artists. And when I saw it again from Cannon, it just frustrated me. I'm like, dang, like, I've been playing this dude on real radio stations for a really long time. And then if you go back and you look at the tweet conversations, like, he does come back. And he really humbles himself and he apologizes and he does say, yes, no, you're absolutely right. Like, you've had my back from the get, and that's not what I meant. And I believe Cannon. Like, I believe that's not what he meant. And so, like, we had a great conversation. And the one thing to learn from this particular tweet is, like, Cannon sent out a tweet out of frustration into a larger conversation. I sent out a tweet in aggravation as well. And the way we handled it was, we got on the phone and we talked about it as grown men and as Christians and brothers in Christ and people that, and guys who respect one another. And we worked it out. Like, it never turned into anything else than that. I'm glad that the conversation was out there, because it's a reminder that guys like me and guys like DJ Wado and guys like Trackstars and whoever else, guys like you, are out there trying to provide a platform to grow this genre.
Certainly. And so where do you see, like, if you just had to make kind of a summary of where the current state of the indie side of the culture is, like how are you seeing it from your end right now? Like what's the best advice that you could throw out to these guys who are, you know, jumping in, they're gung-ho, and, you know, I want to see them all succeed. You know, I don't want to see, like, burnout, yeah, any of this. Like,
where we're at in as THH?
Yeah, yeah. Where do you feel like we're at right now? And yeah, what can these new guys, these indie guys, do to help, you know, just take it to that next step?
Well, I think we're about to see a unification and a unity that we haven't seen in a long time. And I think that it's going to come from the leaders. Honestly, I think it's going to come from the guys who have been in the game a long, long time. And I'm not going to mention any names, but I really feel like there's going to be a re-embracing of this genre. And I think that we're going to see the OGs and the young guys, the young up and comers. Like, I think that there's going to be a big bond and a big unity, and I think that together we're all going to help the genre grow to places that we never imagined it going. And so I know it's been real divided, because we've had the people that are like, oh, real CHH, and like, oh man, I'm a Christian hip-hop artist. And then you've had artists that are like, no, I'm a hip-hop artist who's a Christian. And there's some people that say, oh, we shouldn't even call it CHH. There's just so many different conversations that have happened in the space over the last few years, but I really feel like, not to over-spiritualize it or to sound too, like, geeky about it, but I feel like there's going to be a revival in our genre, and I feel like there's going to be a unification and there's going to be unity that we haven't seen up to this point. And I think that's where we're at. I think that we're starting to see God turn hearts. I think God is also going to identify artists who aren't really with us and who are doing it for the wrong reasons. And I think he's going to weed those artists out. And I think the artists that are in it for the right reasons are going to be lifted up, and they're going to be, their platforms are going to get bigger. And that's kind of like where I think we're at. Maybe it's overly optimistic, but that's kind of how I feel right now in my spirit.
Man, I don't think it's overly optimistic. Nate, you can weigh in, because you talk to a lot of guys as well. But, I mean, just from some of the conversations I've had with some of the guys who are running different platforms, you know, I think there's a lot of people that are agreeing with you right there. And I know that we are seeing some really cool stuff. I mean, we've only been doing this for a minute, you know, with 520. But, you know, just what we are seeing on our end, I think, kind of verifies that feeling that you're having. Nate, what do you think on that?
Yeah, artists, you know, there are a lot of the younger guys, they're working together so much that it's gonna really help, you know, as Chris was saying, CHH grows, those guys are gonna be united together, and it's gonna be one big family that's going to help this industry grow.
So let me say this, though. Like, CCM is not the answer for CHH. Gospel is not the answer for CHH. CCM is its own niche format. And so the way the world views us in Christian hip-hop is they view us as a niche of a niche format, which is true. Mm-hmm. And a lot of time, and I think that we've spent way too much time trying to acclimate ourselves to being accepted and being a part of a niche genre, which is CCM. What we need to do is we need to step away from trying to be a part of CCM and trying to be a part of gospel, two worlds that have really struggled to accept us and accept this music. And we need to be who we are, and we need to grow that separate of what CCM is doing and what gospel is doing. Now, it's going to be interesting, though, because record labels who make CCM music, and when I say CCM, that means Christian Contemporary Music is what it stands for, they're signing some of these artists, and obviously, you know, they want these artists to get played on radio stations that play CCM music. Labels still realize, look, over 90% of new music discovery is still on the radio. Radio is not dead. Radio is not going anywhere. So radio is still important. But what I'm trying to do in Houston, what guys like Mike Couchman are trying to do in St. Louis, is we're building a format for CHH, radio-wise. And if we can continue to be successful in cities like Houston and cities like St. Louis, and then replicate that in other cities, that's how this genre is going to build. There has to be unity, there has to be togetherness, but there also has to be a mission, and people have to be on mission together. And right now, there's like, I think if you took everybody and you asked them what their mission was and what their mission statement was, you'd get 1,000 different answers. What needs to happen is there needs to be someone, there needs to be a leader that comes along and unifies this culture and unifies this format and has a true mission and has a goal. You see where this can go, and it has to be unified. I believe that can happen, but there's going to have to be some true leaders that come together and unify it. And so I think that's what needs to happen.
Certainly. And I, you know, obviously being a part of Track Stars over the past year plus and having conversations with, you know, guys like, you know, Sean Grant and Ryan Righteous and DJ Jeremiah, you know, if we put them right here in this conversation, I think they would be echoing what you say right there, because that's the same stuff I've been hearing from them. And I know they're pushing for it. I'm sure it's the same on the Rapzilla side. So, I mean, if everyone has these same feelings, you know, I feel like that's a God thing right there, right? He's setting up for something else, because what I've, you know, said in conversation with, you know, some different artists and just different people talking about CHH is that, hey, you know, ultimately what it comes down to is CHH is a tool that God can use for his glory. And as long as that tool serves its purpose, then it's useful. You know, if we don't damage that tool, you know, we don't have a reason for God to kind of put it aside, but he could, you know.
And let me say this too. Let me say one more thing.
Yeah.
Like, I don't have all the answers. You know what I mean? And like, my thought process can change tomorrow. As we have different conversations and we have different meetings of the mind, like, this is just where I'm at today. You know, this is March. This is the March episode of your show. I may feel completely different in April or completely different in June, but as we continue to gain wisdom and we continue to learn and grow and have these conversations, like, I think that we need to be willing and ready to evolve, and that even in our thought process. So please don't take what I'm saying as somebody who's coming at this being like, oh, what I'm saying is the truth. Like, what I'm saying is the absolute end all be all. Like, I don't have all the answers. but I'm passionate about this format, and I'm willing to continue to do whatever I need to do to grow this format and to help these artists succeed and do what they and do what God has called them to do. And I don't know what that looks like. I'm just thinking out loud right now. So,
well, that, you know, but here's the thing: I don't think there's one individual who is going to have that answer. But what we do have is we have a lot of people that are smart, you know, yourself included, that are all starting to think towards that same end goal. And so they bring different, you know, skill sets to the table and different ideas. And when you put them all together, I think it can get us to where we're hoping that CHH can be. Nate, do you agree with that?
Yes. There's so many, like, just us starting up and all these other platforms and formats that Chris is talking about, just uniting for one goal and purpose to glorify God through CHH. I think this, it's going to only explode the genre even more.
Amen.
For sure. Well, I mean, I think there's a lot of good stuff there that you've hit on, Chris. You know, I think there's a lot that, you know, these indie artists, you know, that we're dealing with on a day in and day out basis can take away from what you're saying. So I'm looking forward to them, you know, just listening to that and hearing the feedback that they get and say, oh man, I realize this, or you know, maybe we could try that. You know, I'm excited to see what the response to this conversation is going to be. So we definitely appreciate you taking a little bit of time, you know, out of your busy schedule to just kind of chop it up with us. Where can people just kind of, you know, connect with you or follow you? You know, where do you want them to go to, like, on social media?
Yeah, let me say this too. If you're an indie artist listening to this, know that I'm for you. And I want you to win, and I want you to succeed. And so when I say, like, when I make comments like, I don't want you to send me your music, don't take that the wrong way. I want you to make great music. I want you to keep doing what God has called you to do. And I want you to be a dope artist. But I just want you to do it the right way. And know that I support indie artists, and I support new artists, and I support young artists. I always have, and I always will. And I don't want to sound like I'm flexing or I'm tooting my own horn, but I've broken a lot of artists. I've broken a lot of artists over my years doing this. And I'm going to continue to break artists and help artists grow in what they're doing. So, yeah, please follow me. I'm on Twitter. It's The Chris Chicago, all together. So Chris is C-H-R-I-S, Chicago, just like the city. The Chris Chicago on Twitter, on Instagram. My Facebook is full, and I hate Facebook anyways. But, yeah, hit me up on either Twitter or Instagram, and I'd love to connect with you.
Awesome. Nate, where can people follow you at?
Oh, I am at @_NateDog, capital N, capital D. You can find me on Twitter. That's where I do most of my work out there. Of course, we also
Nate, thank you. Dude, thank you for all your love and encouragement that I constantly see from you on Twitter.
Oh, I appreciate, like I said, you're one of the first guys that really got me deep into CHH. I discovered the Indie Tribe, which linked me up with Jerry, and it just grew from there. So, a lot of appreciation for you, Chris.
Shout out to Jerry, man. I love that guy.
All right, guys, and you can follow me on Twitter as well. It's at Eric Boston in the number 3, at Eric Boston 3. Chris, anything that you wanted to get in before we get out of here?
I don't know. No, I'm good. Thank you for the time. Right. Thank you for still allowing me to have a voice in this thing we call Christian hip hop. And let's all continue to build and grow. And,
well,
you know, let's rock this thing.
Let's do it, man. I mean, that's kind of been my my personal kind of mantra, if you will, for this year, is like, you know, let's go. You know, let's do it. Let's go.
Yeah.
So, you know, we appreciate it. We hope it's not the last time that you grace us with your presence here at the 520 Collective Podcast.
Have me back, and make sure to listen to my podcast. Like I said, I play a lot of dope music. Just, you know, type in Rapzilla wherever you like to download your podcast. And then you'll find me, Rapzilla.com, live with Chris Chicago. And, gosh, we're 126 or 27 episodes in on the Rapzilla platform. I did over 700 episodes with Jam the Hype. So yeah, like, yeah, go listen to some dope music and hit me up.
Man, that is incredible, and that right there is the stuff that you know, just really inspires us to do what we're doing, man. But that is going to do it, guys, for this month's Industry Insider interview. We do want to thank Chris Chicago for joining the 520 Collective podcast, as well as this month's sponsors, Little Red, The Bookkeeper 24/7, and Show Me Christ Records. We will see you guys next month.